It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoy.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I'm born free.
And welcome to Speak Out. It's Tuesday, July 19th, 2022, and this is actually going to be a really good first half of the show. We're going to talk about fishing. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people like to talk about in Lake Havasu City, Bullhead City, tri-state area because of the Colorado River and Lake Mead and Lake Mojave. There's so much of a fishing community here in the tri-state area. And we actually have, you might be the second pro fisherman I've ever met because I played soccer with a teammate who is now a professional fisherman, Alan Zamora. And Roy Hawk is here. He is a pro bass fisherman. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, bring that in just a little bit, your microphone. There you go. Perfect. Absolutely. How long have you been fishing?
All my life, really, but professionally since, 2007?
Really?
Yeah.
What made you go pro?
I just had a desire my whole life, you know, that's what I wanted to do since I was kind of these guys' age, and, you know, I just kind of worked on it, and just one thing after another, and slowly graduated up, and, you know, in 2007, I quit my job, and just decided I was going to do it no matter what happened, and didn't really have any money or anything, but just started going, and won a big tournament fairly soon after that, which, you know, just kept me going, and stayed alive, and I made it this far.
So you say these guys' age. We'll bring in Dan and Stevie. They are students at Lake Havasu High School, correct?
Yes, sir.
You guys are how old?
16
years old. Now, there's a significance to that, folks, because they actually fished in the high school nationals and world finals for fishing. And this was in Alabama, correct?
Yes.
All right. Take me through that, Roy. How did it work? I mean, there was a lot of firsts here for these guys, right? They've never been on a plane before?
Yeah. It was actually, I think Stevie had been on a plane, but it was when he was younger and stuff. He'd only been on it one time, and Dan's never even been on an airplane. So, you know, just getting to that point to where they were getting on the airplane was crazy, and then when they finally were on the airplane, and then they showed up in Illinois, and from there we traveled from Illinois down to Alabama, and these guys were just stoked to even see grass, you know, living out here in the desert.
And trees,
so,
right?
Yeah. I mean, every little thing that we saw, a turtle, a frog, a squirrel, I mean, it was all just like brand new. It was awesome to be with them and look through their eyes at everything that they were seeing, and it was a blessing for me.
Right. We should mention Anderson Toyota. They played a big role in this, didn't they?
Absolutely. I don't think that it would have happened without them.
I said Toyota, but it's Anderson Auto, but you've got a Toyota hat on.
Yeah, I'm sponsored by Anderson Toyota.
It is Toyota. Okay. Yeah. Anderson Toyota then. And Andrea Foote's here. She's not on mic right now. We'll probably bring her in a little bit later.
Yeah, you want to hear a little bit from her.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, what was it like your first trip? I had been back east as a kid a number of times, but that was like the Northeast, Massachusetts and that. I've never been down south. What is it like down there? What about the humidity? Tell me about it.
So it's like, it's different, you know? It's like, here it's dry heat, out there it's like all moist and you sweat a lot more and it's just like disgusting. it's like when you're on the lake, you know, like you're sweating, but it's like, I don't know, it's like the fish down there is different. They have like 5-foot gar and big old bow fin with just massive teeth.
What's a gar? I don't know what gar is.
Yeah, there's a few species. You got like the regular gar, then you got the alligator gar. Alligator gar, I think that's more down south towards like Florida. And
did you guys pick up an accent when you were down there?
Yes.
You really?
It's a little bit. I did.
What were some of the funnier things that you heard in Alabama? Maybe.
Okay, so we met some kids down there, and we were hanging out with them. They played cornhole a lot because that's big down back south, you know. And so they asked us, they're like, what do you call your dad? And we're like, dad. And they're like, okay, so we call our dad Diddy. And so Stevie would not stop saying it the whole entire trip. He just every, like, other sentence, he would be like, what's up, Diddy?
Were you calling Roy Diddy?
A little bit, everybody. Just like, I don't know, I just like the word. It's just like, it's different. Never even.
Diddy.
And it's
was
like
a fun
weird
word.
That's a riot. What about the food there? Was that a little bit different, too?
We did learn about some food there. It's called, what was that called?
Boston Butt.
Boston Butt. Boston Butt. Yeah, it was pulled pork, but one of our friend's dad came up to us and was like, you guys know what Boston Butt is? And we were like, nah. And he was like, it's like pulled pork. Come try it. And so we went and tried it, and it was pretty good.
So was it pork, though, or was it from a different animal?
I believe it was pork.
Or do you know?
Yeah, it's a pork shoulder.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. So, all right. So tell me about fishing in Alabama. What is that like? Is it like fishing on Lake Havasu or totally different?
It's a lot different. It's a whole new experience. You have to like break down the lake, learn more. It really opens your eyes to like what different fishing is like. Cause me and Stevie have only really fished on Havasu and places around here in Arizona. And so like going around and seeing how it goes from ledges to trees.
The contour.
A lot of different contour and stuff.
Wow, interesting.
That lake is the range that we are allowed to fish in was like over 100 miles. And so these kids had to break down a 100-mile stretch, you know, in a couple days of practice. And one of the things you could do is actually lock up, take a water elevator up into another lake, into Wilson Lake. And that's where they ended up doing the best.
Take me through that process. How do you break down a lake? Just so our listeners know.
So it's like not as much fishing. You're sitting right there at the console. You're just idling around, seeing what's down there, trying to find, you know, like, I was surprised. Like, I didn't see any cages, you know, because, like, here it's, like, all man-made habitat.
Right.
And you'll have, like, just, like, flats and points.
Yeah,
and
you'll see them about 10 feet down, sure.
Yeah, 10.
Offshore,
to,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, 10 to, like, 30, 40 feet deep here.
If you can see that clear, yeah.
Yeah, but you can see it, everything clear on the graph right there.
Wow, interesting. So you guys are really familiar with fish finders and that sort of thing already, right?
After that trip, like, because I never really hopped on and, like, did anything but live scope, which is you can literally see the fish down there swimming around. But after Roy, like, showed us how to side scan and see the ledges and stuff, it showed me a lot.
Are you showing them all your secrets there, Roy?
Well, I try and show them a few things. I don't know about all.
So tell me about the tournament itself. How were you, what was the competition like, and where did people come from?
They were from all over the United States and out of the United States.
Zimbabwe, I think there's some from Italy. And there's a total of like 416 boats, and you know, the first day
416.
Wow, giant.
Dang. That's a big lake.
I've never fished a tournament with 400 boats in it.
That's incredible. Yeah, so go ahead.
So it was like pretty easier for us to launch, and because we were staying right there in the park. So we like people were like just like let us cut them off like right there, just like launch right before everybody. But it was just, I can just see outside, it was just like a wreck, probably going all the way out to the highway, just lined up with boats. And
so you guys actually represented not just Lake Havasu City or Lake Havasu High School, but the state of Arizona, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
There was four teams, I believe, that were in Arizona, but we were the highest
placing in the West.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible. How many other high school teams were there?
Basically 400.
Okay, so yeah. 416.
416, yeah.
And that's two-person teams?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Is there a role here that you guys play at, you know, as teammates? Does one person prepare the bait? Does one person do the leaders? How does all that work?
You just tie your own knot, you tie your own leader, you cast your own rod, and whenever one hooks up, you go and grab the net and net the fish, hopefully.
Okay, so the guy who's obviously not on the pole grabs the net, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the whole team effort there. How does it? Did you guys do catch and release? How does all that work?
So when you start the tournament, you go, you try and catch your fish, and once you catch your fish, you put them in the box, the live well, which is in the back of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps your fish alive all day. And then when you go back to weigh-ins, you weigh your fish in, and then take them down to the release boat. And the release boat, which is a super big thing for bass fishing, is
okay.
It takes the fish and, like, keeps them more alive, basically,
uh-huh.
And spreads them throughout the lake and drops them in different places, so it's not just everybody dropping fish at one spot, so all the fish are
sure.
Getting...
It's like a floating
places.
Hatchery almost,
it
huh?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
A restocking program.
I can't believe how much these guys already know.
Oh, yeah, they
so,
know a lot.
So you must want to do this when you grow up, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You guys want to be pro fishermen.
100%.
Yeah. So were there other businesses involved in this effort?
Oh, absolutely.
To get them to Alabama?
Yeah, yeah. Bass Tackle Masters, John Gilbreth, he was a big part of it. And, of course, their parents. And then the local bass club chipped in a pretty good chunk of cash, too, as well, which was awesome. And then just individuals. And it took a lot of people in the community to make it all happen. So.
Wow, interesting. So when you catch these fish that are being weighed, do you keep or throw out the best? I mean, do you keep the best ones and throw the ones back? I guess what I'm trying to say is, are you only allowed to weigh so many fish?
You're allowed to weigh three fish in, and once you catch your three fish, you try and catch bigger fish. So you weigh all the fish, see which one's the smallest, keep the two in one box and the smallest one in the other box. And then once you catch the bigger fish, you throw the smaller one back and throw the bigger one in.
I got you.
And keep going throughout the tournament.
It's a process called coaling.
What about measurement? I mean, so you can't tell people, I caught a fish this big, you know?
It's different in every state. Like here in Arizona, it's 13. Back there in Alabama, it was 15.
Yeah, I think so.
15 inches.
Minimum.
Oh, minimum.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good, that's a good size fish.
Yeah, they were good.
Right. What's your favorite fish to catch? I'll start with you, Dan.
I would have to say bass or striper. They just fight the hardest, and smallmouth fight really hard.
Right.
Compared to largemouth.
You ever catch a good rainbow, though? Good size rainbow?
Yeah, I went up to Utah with a couple of our buddies, and they took us up stream fishing and stuff, and caught a bunch of just trout and a different experience.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Totally. Totally different. What about you, Dan? Or Stevie?
I like bass and striper.
Okay.
Like, if I'm just out fun fishing, I'll try and go for smallmouth. But if I'm, like, tournament fishing, because the largemouth here, they get bigger than smallmouth most cases. But it's pretty fun just going out there during the winter, just trying to get on those big old stripers.
Right. There's a big difference fishing in the winter and in the summer, right? Here in Havasu.
Yeah, during the winter, it's anywhere from 40 to 60 degrees. Summer, it's anywhere between 100 and 120 degrees.
Okay. So it's obviously much better for you guys to fish either early in the morning or at night, late at night, right?
It's especially in the wintertime, because you can fish throughout the day in the wintertime and just go out and have a blast. Mm-hmm. But here in, like, summertime, it beats on you for sure. Like,
oh, absolutely.
After a full day of fishing, if you do go out and have a full day of fishing, it's you just go home and lay in your bed. And
oh, I know. 4 hours of playing on stage in the daylight is a little rough,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Even in the shade, trust me. So, hey, let's take a short break. These guys actually like Morgan Wallen and Florida Georgia Line and country music. They actually listen to KJJJ Nash 102.3. You were singing the jingle earlier,
yeah.
Right? That's pretty cool, Stevie. All right, so we have Roy Hawk. He's a pro bass fisherman, and high schoolers Stevie and Dan, and they actually went to a national tournament, world finals, and
nationals, yeah.
National, world, and all for high schoolers.
Yep, kind of two tournaments combined in one.
That's wild. We're really proud of you here in Lake Havasu City, man. That is a great story. And the story's actually being picked up by River Scene Magazine, is that correct? Yeah, Jillian, doing a good job over there. I just saw her at the clothes closet over the weekend at a fundraiser. So we'll come back with more in a moment. We've also got Esme Electric at the bottom of the hour. Brandon Hill is coming in. So stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie. You're listening to Speak Out. We'll be right back.
What we got, we don't.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Boy, what a fun show. I'm having a great time on this show with Roy Hawk, Stevie, and Dan, and we're talking about fishing, and you guys like Morgan Wallen. I can't get over that. What, you're 16 years old and you still like Morgan Wallen. Right on. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Horizon Community Bank, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, and by Patio Paradise. Don't forget, we stream live, and you guys can catch the show or share it from our archives at KNTRtalk.com and get the address right there on that business card if you guys want to take one with you. And the Lake Havasu City app, our archives are there as well, and that app, of course, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. Should probably tell you, Diamondbacks baseball over on the sports station, KNTR Sports, is dark for the All-Star break. You got the All-Star game tonight, and then the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, are the All-Star break. D-backs return to the Diamond on Friday at home against the Washington Nationals with a 6:40 first pitch, and that's on 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM here in Lake Havasu City. KNTR Sports, welcome to the team. So, really interesting conversation off the air. Roy and Stevie and Dan were telling me about the first day you guys got skunked, right?
Oh, yeah, we caught nothing.
Nothing. What were you using?
Well, the first day we ran up to a spot we found that was really good. We saw a lot of fish, caught some fish, and it just did not work out. Did not work out at all.
So where was the problem? Was it the mapping that you did, or?
They weren't letting enough water out of the dams.
Oh, okay.
The current, the increase in current will increase their activity level of the fish.
Because of the temperature of the water?
Just current in general.
Oh, okay.
It's like us running on a treadmill. We get hungry.
Oh, right, right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So day one, nothing. So you're in like 300th place or something?
Tied for 416th last place.
Really? He says it so calmly.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
it
so
is
take,
what
me,
it is.
Take me through day two, three, and four.
So during practice, we found a little cove with a bunch of matted grass on the top, just different patches and stuff. And so day two, we were all just thinking about what we could do and how we could change and catch some fish.
How are these desert rats going to reel them in, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And so we were like, all right. And Roy was like, well, let's go try and throw a frog over those mats again. So we went over there and threw a frog over the mats. And first mat, I casted and caught one. And then caught another one and went all the way down there and caught three, got our limit.
Okay.
Went out, we culled a couple times.
This Stevie wasn't part of the tournament, this was practice,
no,
right?
This was practice.
Oh, this
tournament.
Was?
This was
okay.
Day two.
Okay.
And so we went out, we went out of the cove, went to our other spots, and then caught a couple culled, and then by that time it was time for us to go down. Day two, I believe we weighed in right after we had to lock back down to Pickwick. So we went, weighed in, went back to the RV, chilled out, and waited for day three to come around.
When these guys talk about locking, it's basically a water elevator between two lakes. And this particular one at Wilson, it's the second highest in the nation.
Wow.
90 feet tall. So you have to go. It takes like an hour and something to
it's
do
it. It's like
a
lock in a canal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It raises you up, and they do this with giant barges and stuff. So
wow.
It's a big gamble for these guys to pick to go to another lake because of that locking situation. So because
you're wasting time.
Wasting a lot of time.
Sure.
You know, could be catching fish.
But that paid off, didn't it?
A lot. We went there every single day.
Okay, tell me about day three and four.
Day three, we locked back up, went back to the same cove, and caught fish again. I believe we went back to one of our good spots, and I caught a decent fish. It was 4.5 pounds, and we weighed in at, 10.5 pounds, and then we were sitting.
We started out, we were sitting in sixth.
I think one of the cool things
you got up to sixth place?
Yeah, we were in sixth in the world, and then
whoa.
Once more teams started weighing in, it bounces back, and
okay.
We made the cut last place. We made the cut by
what?
Tenth.
What was the cut?
Ten.
Yeah, ten teams could have made the cut, and we made the cut by 10 teams.
Oh, man. Were you sweating it, Roy?
Oh, yeah. One of the other cool things that they kind of missed in that story is they locked through day three, and we don't have much time until we got to get to weigh-in. So we ran up underneath the dam of Wilson, and they located these other fish. And those fish ended up saving us because they upgraded that day, and now they had a spot. Once they come through that lock, if they have any extra right. time, they can hit it.
So day four, we went out. We were first team out. We went up to Wilson, locked up in the elevator, and nothing. I broke one off. We didn't catch nothing up there the whole entire day. I think we lost a couple, maybe broke a couple off. But as Roy was saying, what saved us was when we locked back down, we had 30 minutes. But it takes probably 10 minutes to run down the channel, go up to the other dam. And once we got up there, we started drifting. And I think Stevie caught one first. Yep. And then I caught one. And then Stevie hooked into a giant carp. It was like 40 pounds. He snagged it.
Hey, is it true bringing carp into the boat is bad luck?
No.
My dad used to say that. Go ahead.
So, Stevie's fighting this fish for the whole entire time that we need to be fishing for these fish. And I'm still fishing. Roy's, like, trying to chase down this big carp, and I hook into a pretty decent smallmouth. It was, like, 3.5-4 pounds.
Whoa.
And so, we net it, and then got to go to weigh-in, and that's when we went, got 16th place. And
16th in the world?
And they did it in 10 minutes.
It was
That was the craziest thing.
Man.
We fished all day long, you know what I mean, with basically nothing. And then they had 10 minutes left in the whole day, and they ended up managing to catch a limit in 10 minutes and ended up 16th.
How do they know what time you catch everything, though?
Well, we have to check back in at a certain time.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
We've caught them from takeoff to...
Okay. Right, landing
yeah.
or check-in.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I know it well because I'm watching
right.
my watch because I got to get them back at a certain time. If they're
right.
late, they get penalized.
So I got about 2 minutes, and we have a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yes, sir. Hey, I've known those two boys for quite a few years, and they're great kids, man.
Right on.
Both of them. Boy, Stevie, boy, you guys did great, man. I read about it in the paper. This is Mr. Mike.
Oh, all right. They're kind of pointing at each other right now. Stuff you can't see on the radio, but, yeah, they got big smiles on their faces right now. That's great, Mr. Mike.
Thunderbolt.
All
yeah,
right,
Thunderbolt.
Man. You make us proud, kids.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Thank
all
you,
right,
sir.
Take it easy.
All right. Hey, tell us about the prizes. You obviously got something for your effort, right?
We got a scholarship for $120,000 to Simpson University.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's some cheddar right there.
Yeah.
Dang. 120 grand?
Oh, yeah. To
and you split that or what, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All
60.
Right. So where was that from?
Simpson and Redlands.
Northern California.
Yeah.
California.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Right there
wow.
on Lake Shasta.
Any good tackle or lures? Or
We got a rod each, a nice St. Croix.
Nice.
Little bass X.
Yeah. What else did we get?
Some Berkeley baits.
A whole bunch of Berkeley baits, some Strike King baits.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Another thing is day three, we all packed up. We were ready to leave because we didn't think we made the cut.
Uh-huh.
And so we literally were packed up, packed everything in the truck. We drove by the weigh-in and was like, Roy was like, all right, we should just stop and, like, go make sure we didn't make the cut. And
uh-huh.
if we would have been in halfway to Illinois.
Well, lucky he told you to stop.
Yeah, it was crazy because, like,
wow.
when we found out we made the cut, we
yeah.
were all like, all right, like, let's go back to the trailer.
Right, right. So I want to thank you guys for stopping in. This is fantastic. Great job, Andrea. Nice booking. You get to be my producer now, all right?
Yeah.
At least once a month. All right, Andrea Foote from Anderson Auto Group, of course. And we really appreciate you guys coming in.
Appreciate
and I
you.
Guess you can read the whole story in River Scene Magazine or River Scene Online. I can't remember I think that's the website right there, is riverscenonline.com. I just love Jillian. She's amazing. The owner of River Scene Magazine. So, anyway, Roy Hawk, Stevie, and Dan, thanks so much for coming in, you guys. Who's the? I gotta settle this. I've been wanting to ask the whole show. Who's the better fisherman?
Oh no, it just depends.
Besides Roy.
Depends on the day. Sometimes, sometimes I catch fish. Sometimes Stevie catches fish, and
really?
You know
that's why they're a great team. You know.
All right, right on. That's how you guys roll, right?
Oh yeah, that's how we roll.
All right, perfect. We're gonna go to break, and Sun Power by Esme Electric coming in next on Speak Out. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie. Thanks, guys.
We light it up with our hands up. This is how we roll. This is how we roll.
We're back on Speak Out, little Kane Brown. Pretty sure Brandon likes Kane Brown. You like to fish, too, don't you?
I like to fish. Now, getting out there and doing it's a different story.
I feel like a complete amateur now. I thought I was a decent fisherman, and then I meet these 16-year-olds that just, yeah, right.
You know, practice, practice, practice.
Paul LaVoy, you don't know Jack when it comes to fishing now. I mean, those guys are impressive, man.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome story right there.
Right? Right? Absolutely. And just to think that they're representing
Havasu
yeah. from the state of Arizona with three other teams, but they were the best team in the state.
I like it.
Those two, wow. I'm blown away. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Mojave Community College. Sun Power by Esme Electric. We're going to find out more about what they do next. The Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and our newest sponsor, Les Olson IT. Your company's one source for office technology. Go to lesolson.com/Kingman. That's OLSON, lesolson.com/Kingman. And just like your solar provider, solar equipment provider, you want to love where you live and shop local. And those companies that have been here for, 43 years now?
Yeah, over 43 years been here in town.
That's insane.
Well, Greg has.
Right.
I'm not 43
right.
years old yet, so. But born and raised here, those 40, going on 42 years.
Right, so, absolutely. Yep. Something we talked about last month that really kind of sunk in, and I thought, man, people really need to know this, is there's companies out there that are coming in and telling the local market making promises they can't keep about tax credits.
Yes, I'm hearing it from many different customers, mainly a lot of elderly customers out there that I'm hearing it from, that I'm telling they need to cancel their contracts, that solar's not from them. But mainly one thing that any customer needs to know, that you always have to talk to your tax advisor, talk to your whoever does your taxes, or you're just retired and you just don't do taxes anymore. It's pretty simple, but you need to know, because stuff's getting promised that people are going to get back federal tax credits at the next year, and if you don't pay into the federal taxes, you're not going to get them back, and it's a huge thing, especially when next year these people thinking that they're saving money, oh, solar's the best, and then all of a sudden next year they don't, well, what do you mean I don't get no federal tax credits back from the government? Right. Well, because you don't pay into it anymore, and that's the bummer thing about it, that you pay in it your whole freaking life,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden you want to go solar, but you can't get a federal tax credit anymore. But it's just the way it is. There's a lot of retired people out there that just, Social Security, little retirement, just not paying that much in federal taxes, and solar just then starts not making sense for certain people out there. But first and foremost, people, be careful. Talk to your tax advisors always before you sign any kind of solar. Make sure what you know what you're going to be getting back to help you to go with solar, and if it's going to help you at all, you know. So, and like I had an appointment today. Customer just, oh, man, I hear great things about solar, and I sat there and talked to him, and more than likely it's not going to be worth his while. It's just one of those things. You know, he's retired, the age, won't be able to get that federal tax credit. And I just told him, you know, I'll still work it up. We'll still take a look at it. But I'm going to let you know, I don't believe solar's for you.
Right. It's just like, you know, the education tax credit or any of the other tax credits. If you don't owe, then you can't take it.
Or, yeah, you don't owe, or you don't pay into it. So
Right. Absolutely. So, but as far as Sun Power by Esme Electric goes, really easy to get you guys out and on site if you're interested in solar, right?
Take
us through that process.
Well, it's pretty simple. You know what? A lot of customers, we just show up, we take some pictures, we go over everything. We ask the customer, you know, how are you liking your electricity? Do you want to use more? Are you adding anything in the future? Are you adding a pool? Are you adding a mini split to your garage? We'd look at the electrical panel, because that's one thing that we're an electrical contractor and a solar contractor. And to top that off, we work under our own contractor's license. So if you have an issue, it's a one-stop shop. So if something, a complaint, or if you think there's something wrong, you always come straight through us. And that's the thing about us. But back on the subject about me coming by, I just take some pictures. I go over solar, let the customers know exactly how it works, the ins and outs, and so on and so forth. Get a copy of the electric bill, and then I come back. I show them what I can do for them. And pretty much, if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. Hey, all power to you. At least you know about solar now, and you don't have to hear hearsay from other people that don't have solar. Because I do hear people out there, they go, well, you know, so-and-so says solar is just, it's no good. And I go, oh, okay, what kind of solar they have on their house. Well, they don't have solar. I go, well, I tell you what, why don't you just talk to the many people that do have solar through us in Lake Havasu City. Get advice from them. Because never had a customer said they wish they didn't do it. They just wish they would have done it sooner.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned the mini split. That sounds like a perfect application to run to have with solar, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Not like a big heat pump or something, but a mini split sounds perfect.
Everybody is air conditioning their garage, RV garage, their toys. It's just the thing is now there's more people that are AC in the garage than people are AC in the garage anymore.
That's so, the man cave, man.
It is. Or they got their boats, they got their razors, they got their cars. They want to make sure their motorhomes, they want to make sure everything stays in perfect condition for themselves.
Right.
So everybody's adding mini splits. Or heck, you know what? People are adding mini splits to their, you know, master bedroom because their AC's not working as hard to cool down there where it's not cooling on the outside or, you know, the living room.
Oh, yeah. I know someone exactly that does exactly that for the band room where we rehearse.
There you go.
You know, because the sun hits it in the afternoon.
Yep.
And it's brutal.
Yeah, so everyone's going that route. So, you know, people, we add 4 extra panels if they're going to add something in the future so we get electric bill or even new construction. We've been doing it long enough to where we sit down with customers and go, okay, what are you looking to get out of it? What are you looking to do? What degrees are you going to have your house on? What do you want your garage at? Pool pump, size of pool, so on and so forth. So we, even if it's a new construction or if you just moved in or if you've been there 30 years, we can still get you something set up for you because sooner the better for solar because of the buyback rate. And that's a huge thing. And the buyback rate is the kilowatt hours that the customer overproduces on their system that Unisource will give back to the customer. And it drops in October.
And that's why it's so important to find a Corporation Commission candidate that you want to support because the Corporation Commission sets that buyback rate, right?
Yes, they're the ones that vote in everything and allow what the Unisource can and cannot do. Now, they have Unisource can do certain things, but majority of it all goes through the Corporation Commission, which is awesome, and they're here for the consumer.
Yeah, absolutely. Did we talk about Arizona state tax credits or federal?
Yes,
because
and that's,
you qualify for both, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Now, well, you could.
Yes, you could, but I get a lot of people that are here that, you know, winter visitors, that they don't get the Arizona state because they're not residents. But not just a buyback rate that's out there right now. It's the federal tax credit. Now, even though they passed that $1 trillion go green thing or whatever that they did, who knows when they're going to bring back the percentage for the federal tax credit. But as of right now, it's 26%, and you got to have your system turned on and running this year for you to get it for your taxes. Other than that, it drops down to 22%, then it's gone. Now, more than likely, I believe that they're going to bring something back. But as of right now, there is nothing set in stone, nothing on paper. So this is the last year for the 26% federal tax credit. And that's a 26% on the total cost of the system for the customer.
I'm curious, is there a better time of the year for you, salesperson-wise, to sell solar? Is it just steady all year round?
It's we're steady all year round. Now is a better time for our installers to.
Are they working overnight?
Yes, yeah. They start extra early in the morning.
Well,
I promise you that. Yes, but no, we're busy. Plain and simple. You know, the name that Greg has carried over for the last 43 years is awesome. Great people to work with. We got a great office down in front. The girls down there take care of everybody, all our customers. So
I see your yard signs when I go out with the flag program and put the flags out for Kiwanis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We see your yard signs not everywhere, but in a few places where people still keep advertising for you.
They
have your system up on the roof.
Yeah, they like to keep the signs out there. You know, those are just people that just like to keep the signs on the front of the yard. A lot of people are like, no, get them out and we take them out. And that's all on the customer. That's what they want or don't want.
So the presentation itself, how long does that take when you're there with? And you probably would rather have both parties, the husband and wife, because you want to have somebody say, well, I got to consult with my wife or I got to ask my husband, right?
Well, and
so you want them both there.
You always want both of them there,
yeah.
But that's just not how it works. Everything's not perfect in a perfect world, but. You always want that because when you're explaining so much to a customer, it's good to have two people because if one doesn't really catch something, the other does. Or if the wife's not there, the husband tries to explain it and it's
right. Stuff
kind of gets messed up. But that's why I always come back with the proposal and I go over everything again because I want to make sure the customer is 100% comfortable with whatever decision that they make.
How long does all that take? What's the investment in time for the potential customer?
It can go as quick as 30 minutes one time and 30 minutes another. But then again, you know what? We get to talk and we talk about other things, you know, we get off subject, so it all depends, you know.
Right.
It really, you know what, I like to sit down and have a great conversation and actually get to know who I'm actually selling solar to figure out, you know, different things if it's going to be worth their while or not.
I was going to say, is this for everybody?
Solar?
Yeah.
It's not for everybody.
And you'll tell people.
Oh, absolutely. I've been here over 41 years. That's one thing I'm not going to sell somebody something that's going to not make sense to them. It's just not the way I am, and it's just not the name that we put out there to be.
So you leave the customer, it's in the hands of, well, it's got to go to the utility company first, right?
Well, nothing goes to the utility company until they sign up for solar, and then we take care of all the Unisource paperwork. We're letting know Unisource, hey, this customer's going solar. The customer doesn't have to do anything. We take care of permits, engineering, we take care of the HOA paperwork, if you're living in HOA,
yeah.
And all the Unisource, you just sit back and relax, and we take care of everything.
Does
for
that include Mojave Electric, too?
Mojave Co-op out there,
yeah.
In Bullhead, yes.
MEC, right.
Yep, MEC, we take care of that also. APS out there in Parker, Quartzsite out there. We pretty much go about 80 miles from Havasu. We're trimming it down a little bit just because we're so busy and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, we're going out to Golden Valley, Golden Shores. Yep.
And then how long from that point does the construction crew come in and actually start working on putting up the panels?
The actual install is just a couple of days. Now,
really?
Give or take a day or so. You never know if it's really windy. And I like to say rain, but we haven't seen it. We've seen a couple drops the other night.
Yeah, what, Sunday night, Monday morning?
Yeah. Enough to dirty the heck out of your car and go, all right.
Dirty the heck out of the windows on the building here,
yeah.
Man.
Wow. Where's that free car wash on Lake Avasu at now?
Right, right.
They had that plan perfect, didn't they?
No. They asked me at the car dealer where I'm having my car service today, do you want it washed? And I'm like, are you kidding, after the other day? So, but even though I don't park outside. So anyway, I was going to ask you about the quality of panels. How do you know the difference? I mean, every company doesn't use the same panel, obviously.
No, a lot of companies just buy what's out there, the cheapest. They just sell on price certain customers. It's just the way it is.
So why buy SunPower?
SunPower backs the warranty. They are the best panel on the market. Plain and simple. They show the world record. It's just the way it is. The best warranty. And our warranty is 100% labor, parts, and shipping. And that's on our package that we put up on a person's house that the customer is taken care of. Great news is when you sell your house, heck, new homeowners take over that warranty of that 25 years, that 100% warranty, which is awesome. But mainly I just like to tell
people. Is that prorated from when they sell the house? Like, let's say the customer has the system for 5 years. That means they only have 20.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Left.
The warranty on the panels and the microinverters and the racking is a 25-year warranty. And that's not a 25-year warranty from when the system was built, as in not on your house, when the panels were built, where you have these other panels out there. They might say, yeah, we have a 25-year production warranty. But that warranty starts literally when that panel comes off the thing in China or wherever it's made, and how long does it take to get from point A to point B, 6 months, a year. That warranty starts from when that panel was purchased or built.
Yours is when it was operational.
When we turn the system on and it's installed on their house, absolutely.
Interesting. Wow, that's very interesting. So there's also an app that goes with these systems, right, where you can check the production.
Monitoring system, yep.
Yeah.
There's a monitoring system for the customers out there. It's getting better and better. They're always upgrading it for something newer, better, so on and so forth. But the customer can see it, we can see it, and SunPower can see it. So that way we guarantee your production of our system. So if it doesn't produce what we say, we back everything that we're going to do.
So let me ask you, Brandon, and again, we're talking with Brandon Hill. He's the sales consultant for SunPower by Esme Electric. And if you want to ask Brandon a question, it's 854-KNTR, 928-854-KNTR. 5687. How long have you been with the company?
Oh, gosh, 7.5 years now.
Have you seen an increase in interest from customers as far as solar goes in that time?
Absolutely. It's just more and more. Like, again, 60 to 70% of my business literally referrals because somebody's, oh, it's too much. But once somebody gets it, they tell their moms, their sisters, their uncles.
Right.
But, yes, the referral base alone of people having it, yes, absolutely.
So you guys have been in here before talking about a truckload sale. What exactly is that?
We get SunPower goes, okay, we're going to give you, if you want all these panels, we'll get by this. So we have warehouses full of panels that we buy a lot at a time. So we have great cash deals out there for our customers. Mm-hmm. Even great financing at 0.99% interest loans. But they're only as good as those panels are available, and then we buy a different panel. But it's all a SunPower panel, so when I say different, I mean size-wise, from a 360 to a 400 to a 425-watt panel.
You got a big development that's going in up in Havasu Heights. You guys looking forward to more work there?
I'm not in on that, so I can't tell you. I don't know.
It's like 1,000 homes going in there.
Yep, so hopefully. Hopefully we have something going on in there. So we'll
get some miles going up and down that hill, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll be more than happy to. So
right. What else are you working on right now? I mean, let's say, how many appointments can you do in one day?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I work all the way up till 7 o'clock at night sometimes.
Really?
So yeah, it all depends, you know. And it's still understandable. People go to work early and they come home late. It's just the way it is. So I can always meet people at 5, 6 o'clock at night. I try not to throw the 7 out there just like the 7 of us.
You're gonna jinx yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. The next phone call's coming. Hey, can you be here at 7?
Yeah, right.
No, but I don't mind. It is what it is. I understand. And you know, the good thing about it is when people are out and they're not at home, I can still take pictures. I can still do everything by email, everything e-sign. We make it as easy as possible for the customer out there, so it's not a problem whatsoever.
And again, I kind of want to finish where we started on these tax credits, because you have these companies just coming out of nowhere. You guys have been here over 43 years,
yep.
But companies are telling people that they can take advantage of tax credits when it's not the case.
Oh, yes. You can. No, it's not the case, and it's sad out there. I've talked to just a couple. Since the last show, I had a couple, and I've had a couple since then that I told them that they needed to cancel solar through certain companies, and it is what it is. But, they're a certain age and 90 years old, and they were promised that they're going to get that federal tax credit back, and he wasn't. And it was going to make his payment go up tremendously, and it would have screwed everything that he wanted to do, and the guy was on a budget. He could only afford a certain amount of money, and after 18 months, that payment was going to go up a lot higher than what he was paying Unisource, and it wouldn't have made sense. It doesn't make sense to do solar at a certain part. It just don't.
So you didn't do business with him either. It was just one of
those.
This is one of those things where, hey, I'm going to save you money.
I just said you need to cancel. Solar's not for you. I'm telling you right now. And if anybody tells you, they're just, no. It's either they're lying to you or they just don't know the facts and they just saying something. So it's almost just as bad promising something that you don't have the facts on.
Yeah, as a customer, they're depending on you as an industry professional to give them good advice.
Give them good advice. Now, I ain't saying it. Like I said, I know how the tax credit works. I know all that stuff. But the fact of the matter, I still am not going to give no tax advice. I'm not a tax accountant. If I was, I wouldn't be paying somebody else to do my taxes. So.
Plus, we already have one of those on the show once a month.
Yeah.
Perfect. I know you heard that one, Mike Bonney. All right. Hey, Brandon, give out the phone number and the website so people can get in touch with you and get a free quote.
Absolutely. Give us a call at 928-855-7375, or heck, give me a call on my cell phone if you have any questions. 928-727-4198, or solarbyesme.com.
Perfect.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's always fun.
It's a couple minutes till noon. Anyway, about 5 to noon. Is it time for a margarita or what?
Not quite yet. I have one of those late appointments later. So.
Right. Well, here's some Luke Bryan all the same. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. Thanks, Brandon.
Hey, thank you, bud.
All right. Jumping on the back, don't act like you don't want. right, welcome back to Speak Out. And great show today, talking about fishing, talking about solar, and tomorrow, maybe, just maybe even better, with the Real Estate Power Hour with Bobby and Chad, and of course, Mojave Mortgage, and REMAX by the Lake, Chad Hansen and Bobby Lewis, powering it up on the Real Estate Power Hour. We'll find out what's happening in the real estate community, the mortgage world, and all that stuff. I just sit here and learn stuff, folks. I don't know anything. I just ask the questions. So join us for that tomorrow at 11. And, of course, we got Hannity coming up next after Fox News and a short break. And don't forget about the great food giveaway. Free food this Friday in Needles, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that is provided by Tri-State Community Healthcare. If you want more information, 559-772-5481. Hannity is next. Karate Man, preceded by Fox News. Join us tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.